don't just stand, let's just sing that song. Amen. We are standing on holy ground. Amen. How many believe that today? Not that this ground's holy, but the God of the ground is holy. Amen. And we are standing on holy ground. Oh, and I know that there are angels all around, all around. So
all around, so
Amen. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Lord. To sing that song when I think about the Lord, amen. Just keep the Lord always on our minds, amen.
When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up and turned me around, my faith on solid ground. Oh, my Lord, it makes me want to shout hallelujah. I thank You, Jesus. Oh, Lord, You're worthy of all the glory and all of the honor and all the praise. And when I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the Holy Ghost, how He healed me to the uttermost. When I think about the Lord, how He picked me up, then turned me around, how He placed my faith, that solid ground.
Doesn't it make you want to shout? Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord. Give Him a round of applause. Say, He's worthy.
Lord, we give You praise, God.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. We just have one announcement that we will be having prayer on Friday at 7:30. Amen. For all those who'd like to attend. And we have one prayer request here from Sister Julia. Says, for years I've been praying for my aunt. I just received a letter from her. The Lord is moving in her life, and she's now reading the Church Age book. Please pray that the Lord will continue to unfold the truth to her. Praise God. Amen. Let's give God a round of applause for that. Amen. Amen. Just thankful that she even has a desire to do that. Amen. But keep it in prayer. Amen. That God would continue to bless it. Amen. Amen. Just going to ask for the Simon if you come lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also for the tithes and the offering.
Body, Lord, to come down, Lord, in a sin-free body and to be a perfect sacrifice,
Lord.
God. that curse, God. We love you so much for it, God. And Lord, every church, Lord, is happy of that, Lord. And that's the theme of their whole service, God. Lord, is your redemptive plan, God. Lord,
yes,
and how you did it, God. Lord, the greatest story, Lord. Many worldly movies, God, Lord. Many worldly books have copied that theme, God, Lord. But, Lord, there's no other book like yours, God, that keeps continually unfolding, God, Lord. And Lord, and we see, Lord, that you lead your preachers, God, to preach on that book, God, Lord. It never becomes old, God, Lord. It never gets dry, God. It's that ever-living waters, God, Lord. We thank you for that kind of book, Lord Jesus. We love you, Lord. And, Lord, be with our sister's aunt there, God, Lord, Lord. Lord, stir her heart up, God, Lord. Lord, may you, when she reads that little book there, God, Lord, and Lord, that may just things pop out to her, God, Lord, and may just open her eyes, Lord. And as our sister Lydia, Lord, that the Lord had to open her heart, God, Lord, to receive the word, Lord Jesus, Lord. And Lord, just open her heart to it, God, Lord. And Lord, open our hearts tonight, God, Lord, as our brother brings this precious word, God, Lord. We love you so much, Lord. Be with our pastor, God, Lord. And Lord, just bless the tithes and offerings, Lord. And thank you for bringing each saint here, God, Lord. And thank you for bringing Brother Dave, Lord, for this time here again. Lord Jesus, Lord, he's working a lot, Lord. Just be with him, Lord. Be with Brother Bart, God. He's working a lot, Lord.
Yes,
Lord, all the saints, God, may it be provided for their families, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we love you so much. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Let's just sing that song, Ain't It Grand to Be a Christian? How many are glad that you're a Christian this day and this age? Amen. No other age like it. Amen.
Ain't it grand to be a Christian? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to be a Christian? Ain't it grand? On a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand to be a Christian? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to love each other? Ain't it grand? Greet your neighbor and say, love each other. Well, ain't it grand to love each other? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to love each other? Ain't it grand? Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand to love each other? Ain't it grand to praise the Lord? Ain't it grand to praise the Lord now? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to praise the Lord now? Oh, yes, it's grand. On a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand? Praise the Lord now, ain't it? To walk with Jesus, ain't it grand to walk with Jesus? Ain't it grand? Ain't it grand to walk with Jesus? Ain't it grand? On a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday. Ain't it grand? grace, walk with Jesus, ain't it grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand to be a Christian, ain't it grand, ain't it grand, ain't it grand, on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand to be a Christian, ain't it walk with Jesus, ain't it grand to walk with Jesus, ain't it grand, ain't it grand to walk with Jesus, ain't it grand, oh, on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, Saturday, all day Sunday, ain't it grand, walk with Jesus, ain't it grand, amen, give the Lord an applause, saints. Amen. Man, you may be seated. I was going to ask Sister Wendy if she would come and give us a song special. Amen.
God bless. I tried to reach out for you, but I fell. Sometimes you seem so close, yet so far. I need another chance. I need to know your mercy. Just give me the strength to change within. I know that I am not what I can be. My weakness seems to get the best of me. But as long as you are here, I know that I will make it every step along the way. Please hear my prayer. A heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion, nothing wrong within. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours. So much grace, so much kindness, so much faith, forever true. Strong as the wind, soft as the shadows. If just once I would be like you, a heart like yours is my desire. A heart like yours is what I'm searching for. Full of compassion, nothing wrong with it. Please hear me, Lord, give me a heart like yours.
Like God's, amen. Amen. Be like David. He had a man of God's own heart, amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song. I don't think we had it on there, but Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It, amen, as that's what our pastor has been preaching upon lately, amen. Just kind of thought that would be a fitting song, amen. Redeemed. How many are glad to say that you're redeemed today, amen? Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed. His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed. shall see in His beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of His presence with me doth continually dwell. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, blessed Redeemer. I think of Him all the day long. Yes, Lord! Well, I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, His child. Sing that again. Oh, yes. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, His child and forever I am. Amen. Give the Lord an applause. Amen. What you think? That song, 10,000 Reasons. How many want to just give Him 10,000 reasons with your tongue today? Amen. Amen. As our pastor would prepare himself to come, amen. And bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never.
Worship your holy name. appreciate all He's done. He's a great Savior, a great God. He's given us strength to be here this evening. Amen. We're going to go ahead and jump into the Word now. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the Word. Good to see everybody press out tonight. I know oft times it's not always the easiest thing to do, but we do appreciate your fervency as the day draws near. Amen. We're going to open our Bibles up to a few portions of Scripture. I'd like to start in Proverbs 18:21. And after that, we're going to go to the book of Acts 2. Proverbs 18:21, simple little message tonight, but very profound, very neat. I'm actually continuing on with what we were at Sunday evening. Amen. When you start preaching that type of stuff, you start getting a lot of questions in your mind. And if you get stirred up enough about it, you just keep on going in. And what I found was quite inspiring to me, and I'd like to bring that to you. Amen. Proverbs 18:21, it says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue." There's a power behind that tongue. Amen. And since we're mature believers, we know that what is that power? It is the spoken word. Amen. Now notice, you can create death or life. Amen. "And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof." Amen. Acts 2. I'd like to turn there with me very quickly. In Acts 2, I'd like to go to the first verse. We'll start out there. As believers, this is probably one of our almost most beloved passages you can find, because this is where we move into more of a position than, this is pretty much what we've been waiting for. Amen. But yet, in all honesty, we read the Scripture here, and it says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them." Amen. "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance." So notice, something was controlling them. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, Lord, we just come before You this evening loving You. You are God above all, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we're just pleasured, oh God, to just have this opportunity to be here with You. And tonight, as we come before You humbly, God, we pray, Lord, that You just cleanse the room, Lord. Allow a freedom for Your Spirit to just move about this room, Lord. This is what we want. We want Your Spirit to be preeminent. Control our lives, God. Control our hearts, God. Control this service. Control our tongues, God. And Lord, as we said even the other day, God, let us realize that this is service tonight. We're here to serve You, God. And God, we're not serving a preacher, and the preacher's not serving us. But yet, we're all as empty vessels right now, Lord, desiring, Lord, to have a Holy Ghost fill us and to be able to speak out of us Your will, God. And Lord, tonight we just want You, Lord, just control our lives, God. Love us, as we said before, Lord. And God, give us a little word that would encourage us, inspire us, God, and draw us closer to You, God, Lord. I know how You revealed this to me. I pray, Lord, that You would say it, Lord, how You would have to say it, God. Lord, I really don't know how to do it, Lord. And I just pray, God, tonight that You just be free, Lord. I just yield myself to You now, and I pray that the congregation would realize that they're, Lord, creators of an atmosphere this evening as well, Lord. We pray You just have Your own way, Lord. And the church believes that, Lord, that You're their absolute, Lord. And they yield to You now, Lord, just as I do. And if they agree, Lord, we all say in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. You may be seated. like I said, as maybe some of these things we've heard before, perhaps maybe not, but yet in the simplicity of all it is, we'd like to continue on with our little Sunday evening sermon and maybe go through a few things there, and by the grace of God, just be able to lay a thought in there for you that perhaps would maybe change your perspective about things. Because in all honesty, I don't really think that any of us can be Christians without having a revelation that God is supposed to control you. Amen? We would be able to see how Paul would call himself a prisoner of God. Well, if he was a prisoner, that means that he was captive by him. Amen? So there is actually knowing that when someone is in prison, the power that is in control of that prison controls them, controls their movements, control what they do. And by the grace of God, working into tonight's sermon, we'd like to maybe perhaps move into this direction a little bit and perhaps maybe show a little bit about the creators that we are. Amen? So this evening, tonight, we'd like to give it a title, if we could. Creators of the Divine Atmosphere. Amen. Now remember, just starting very quickly, that Adam in the Garden of Eden, he had the abstract title deed. He was free. He had a holy veil. Didn't have to worry about sin condemning him. Just a pretty much all-around happy-go-lucky type guy, because in all honesty, how can't you be when you're walking with God in the garden? Amen. So I don't believe that's something that we'd even need to argue about or even question, because we understand that when you're in a condition of perfection, only satisfaction can come from that. Amen? But yet tonight we want to work with creators of the divine atmosphere. Remember that Adam was a creator. Amen? He created names for the animals. He also created, as far as when he was made in the image and likeness of God, it carried a lot of capabilities. He could say, tree, okay, move over here and do these things. And he was basically just a little G-O-D on the earth, amen? And tonight, we'd like to realize that, of course, with an open book, we've moved just a touch away from redemption, but we're moving into a little idea, maybe perhaps to get us into a realm that you have to understand what type of stance you need to take, amen? We're not defeated people here. We're not lost people. We're not sitting here, like I said, trying to get by, but yet we are more than overcomers tonight. We're actually given so much power, and it's actually right now you are in possession of that power, but yet the only thing that hinders you from that is the unbelief or the disposition that you would like to place on you. Amen? You are placed yourself in a condition that all you can bring forth is that which your expectation allows you to bring forth. Amen? So tonight we want to work with creators of the divine atmosphere. Now, what is the atmosphere? A lot of times we might get in the thought process, well, okay, an atmosphere, it is in the air or something like that. But yet an atmosphere is what you have made around you, right? It's everything that's around you, okay? And very simply, just to say it that way, we have to understand that when we are looking for a token fulfillment, we have to look for ourselves to be the fulfillment of the expression of that token, amen? You have to see that that token cannot live through no one else. It must live through the bride of Jesus Christ, amen? And you are that bride, church. You are misredeemed. You are the one that Jesus died for. When it comes down to a Messiah etch or Mrs. Jesus Christ, you are called to fulfill that role. Who is Lady Grace? I am Lady Grace. You are Lady Grace. Your name, Lady Grace, not Lady Unbelief. Lady Sin, you are Lady Grace, because you are God's lady. But tonight, we know what God has done for us. He's done everything for us. But yet, a lot of times, God is begging to put you into more of a kinetic energy or a moving energy of what you were created to be than what you are allowing it to be. And this evening we want to talk about that because remember, when you come forth, you have a seed gene of God within you, right? And that seed gene, that attribute, it come from God Himself. And now you have the ability, through the baptism of the Holy Ghost, to express the very nature of God. Amen? So tonight, we just want to work with this a little bit. Because remember why these things become important. Because if you don't realize what you're capable of, you can't do it. Amen. Like I said, we're going back to the direction of last Sunday evening. But yet, we want to start in a few other places real quick and jump into those things and then move into it. Because remember, when it comes down to it, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So, you literally, every time your mouth opens up, you have the ability to create positive or negative through that. Amen. And a lot of times God will allow something negative to come into your life just to see if you'll respond to that negativity by using your creative element to create more negativity. Amen. But we're actually supposed to, when something is bad and something bad comes upon us, we are actually supposed to and made to transform the evil into good. Amen. You are made to turn that situation around to benefit you. Amen. Well, we're talking about an abstract title deed at Eden. Amen. What didn't obey Adam in Eden? Let me ask you a question. Did the serpent have to obey Adam in Eden? Absolutely. Well, why is that important? Because you control everything. You control everything. Right? That's why when negativity would come forth from even people, the Scripture says a soft answer turneth away wrath. And yet, if you don't, if you throw words onto it and you just make the fire grow, you weren't made to do that. You were made to change the situation into being a blissful situation. You have the ability to make even the most hostile animals become docile. You are made for this. Now, let's continue here. In divine love, E 17:57. In 1957, Eve 17, it says, now if you really love God, and you know there's some kind of people that's real good people, only you just can't hardly stand to be around them. That's right. Why is it? They create that atmosphere. So it doesn't matter if you're a son of God or a son of Belial. You are a creator by atmosphere. You create your own atmosphere. Amen. So, you want a sad day? Keep on talking like it's a sad day. You want a happy day? Keep talking like it's a happy day. You create. You do. Brother Branham called you dynamos. You are holders of the power. And literally, you being a creator, coming into the element of the spoken word, you find yourself now a creator of the very elements around you. The devil, what God allows, I say it like this because we have to say, the devil didn't do it. God allowed the devil to do it. Because remember, just like God said to Satan, He said, have you not considered Job? Amen. He knew Job wouldn't fall. He trusted Job. But yet, church, Job did not have the full revelation that you have. He's looking for sin, but we understand now that it's God's desire to prove you. To make you see that you are a son of God. And unlike Job, you have come into the position that you can create your atmosphere. Why? Why was the foreword given? To create invincibility. What was the seals broke for? What was all these things done for? Church, can't you see? All these things were broke, the Word revealed, so that you could come into a position that you had no fear. That you would be in a position that you say, oh, this is not too great for me. That you would be in a position to say, yep, this is going to work out great. That you would be in a position that you'd say, oh, hallelujah, I'm changing this atmosphere. Because it's coming down to this thought. You are, by a Creator, bride, foolish virgin, serpent seed. Those good to the bride. You are literally going to become what you create, church. Why do you think your prophet said, let me never say a negative thing again? I know this is where we start getting quiet, because it's hard not to be a negative person in this society with this type of people when dealing with all the things that you're called to. But church, your character is of necessity now. Because your character will show what kind of atmosphere you create. Amen. Now let's continue. They create that atmosphere. And there's some kind of people that you just love to be around. They create that atmosphere that they live in. Amen. Now notice this. Now, it's a supernatural thing. Wait a minute. Well, you see, he's so happy, so go-lucky. You know, he's just an optimist. That's what he is. Psychology calls you an optimist. But when you are an optimist by the blood of Jesus Christ, God calls that supernatural. Because don't you get it? Even the devil does not want you to carry a good atmosphere. Even if he can get you to stay at I'm content. He will keep you right there. Because we know that the power of God lies in the Spirit, the happiness in God, the peace in God, the faith in God. It must revolve around nothing but the creative element. And creative element is positive. Amen. Now it's a supernatural thing. Now when the presence of the Lord comes down, it creates an atmosphere for faith. So we're talking about all these atmospheres, okay? And the prophet says, well, you create your atmosphere. And then he says, when the Spirit of God comes down, it creates an atmosphere of faith. Now, here's the thing. You have the ability, a supernatural ability, to create an atmosphere around you. Then why do you think the prophet said that? Because he was saying that you even have the creative ability to bring the presence of God in your midst. So, you know what? If you can't feel God tonight, or something don't happen tonight, there's a reason for that. This is where we begin to get real quiet. But we become people that have lost touch with the Word. We have really lost touch to what we are. Because we're talking about living in a constant communion with the Most High God. Because tell me, how can you create an atmosphere, a divine atmosphere, if the divine God is not strong in you? So it takes a strong relationship, a strong crying out to God, a desperation to create an atmosphere that God can show and produce fruit from. Amen. Now notice this. Divine Love 57:305 again, E18, next one. It says, now you've got to create an atmosphere, and your faith will do it. Okay? So who has to create an atmosphere? He says, you have to create an atmosphere by your faith. Faith? I believe it. I agree with that. Praise God! He said, they were all in the upper room with one accord, and suddenly there came from heaven as a sound of a rushing mighty wind. The atmosphere was right. Now notice this. It takes a atmosphere to do anything. So you want God to do something here. What do you need? Oh, if Brother Cam would only be a better preacher. Oh, if so-and-so wasn't in the church, or if so-and-so would be in the church. So there's actually, if you think about it, there's no number of people that have to be here to create the presence of God. It could be just me and Brother Simon here. Poor guy, I'm the only one I'm preaching to him. And he could create such an atmosphere right there. Death and life right in the power of that tongue. And the presence of God. Because remember it said where two or more are gathered in my name. There I am. He said he promised it. He would be with you. If two could do it, what about 15 or 20? Is our God, has his arm waxed short? Is God so far from us that we can't even bring him down? When we were made to bring him down. I'm not just talking about getting some sort of Azusa Street power. I'm talking about getting God right up in here. Because whether you believe it or not, those in the upper room, they were a bunch of cowards sitting there. And what creating that atmosphere did there, like your prophet said, it brought them to a place that their lives were changed. Yeah, there is a shadow. Oh, no, no. Their lives were changed. All of a sudden, they thought, man, we have too many services. We got too much stuff going on for this church. And they said, boy, can we do this every day? They went from house to house, breaking bread and fellowshipping in the apostles' doctrine. And that was an atmosphere. That's what it created. It created an obsession with God. Is that not your desire? Or is it not supposed to be your desire that you are obsessed with God? You are a fanatic for Jesus. Well, we're on the same page. God, can you help me become really obsessed with you? Now, let's continue this. He says, you know, the regular procedure to hatch chickens is to put them under the hen. But get the egg in the right atmosphere, it'll hatch anyhow. Listen, brother, if a man loves God in the right kind of atmosphere he could get into, it'll produce a newborn babe just as certain as I'm standing here. It's the atmosphere that counts. Now, here's the funny thing about this. There are so many quotes where he says this. It's crazy. This was a theme of getting God to be visible, changing lives, and doing major transformations in faith, Where do we need a transformation in? Our faith. Now notice, he says, let this handful of people sitting here tonight get in the perfect atmosphere. Watch what takes place. There will not be a feeble among a one in our midst. The cripples will walk, the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dumb will speak without prayer or anything. Without prayer or anything? I didn't say it. It's the atmosphere. Well, why do you think that it can't just... And I know we get quiet. I get up here and I say, come on. You're in service, church. So, oh, church, come on. If you could, and if I could, and I say, I know I'm anointed. Church, you have to see you're anointed. And we sit here and we say, Brother Cam, that hurts. When the outright truth of it is, God is talking to you, telling you, I want to use you. We all sit here and we say, God, I want to be obsessed with you. But then God says, I want to put you in a supernatural service in this church. And we say, God, Brother Cam's rebuking me. And you can't even see the God of creation is telling you, become a dynamo. Amen. A creator. Amen. You look at Brother Cam, you say, boy, he created a sermon tonight. Did I? You see, what it is the creator anointed me to bring forth a sermon. And then when I get up here, while I was creating the sermon, all the things that needed to be said, see, he got me a little away from this so I can say exactly what he wants to say to you. But since I'm so stupid, he gave me the opportunity just to have a little fallback just in case. But that's how simple it is. You say, how am I going to do it? Or how can I be effective here? And the whole time that I'm preaching to you, you should be entering into that word. Say, God, feed me. God, what can I do tonight? God, I know you want to do something. God, I need more of the giver. You don't say, God, I want a gift or I want this. No, you say, God, I want you. You have to create an atmosphere that he can even come and fill you. That was the day of Pentecost. They created the atmosphere that God could come fill them. I'm going that direction this evening. Now notice here, it says here, finishing up, he said that's how 25,000 was healed at one prayer in Africa. Atmosphere. When they seen the Lord do something, it created an atmosphere. And they stepped into it. That's the pool when the waters is running right. So, all we have to do... Now, remember, these people were blanket heathens in South Africa. And they seen God just do a little bit of something. Which people in America seen it, and they called him Beelzebub. Hallelujah. So what is it? Atmosphere is key. You see, that's why the mother hen doesn't have to sit on the egg. It can be in an incubator. Well, you know what that means? That means that the pastor doesn't need to be preaching. Now, I'm going to say something here, because I feel led. But do you realize there's people that are not even having pastors, but just having tape services. Some of them don't even believe in pastors. And they can still get the supernatural and an anointing just working from the tapes. boy, those tapes are anointed. No! The people are entering into an atmosphere. Not just entering into it, they're creating it. You create the atmosphere tonight. If you want God here, create a warm atmosphere. He has to come. He has to do something. He is obligated to you if you are sincere. Now, don't you love the sound of that? So, do you realize what we just read? You don't even have to come up for prayer after church and have Brother Cam pray for you. God can spontaneously heal everyone here just by an atmosphere that you create here. Boy, this sounds pretty tough. How am I going to do this? This is so simple that ignorant and unlearned people could do it. Now, I'm going to say this. We have some pretty intelligent people sitting here tonight. We might be too intelligent. We might know too much of our clothes. We might know too much of this and too much of that. Amen! You see, it's not how much you know. How much of this you can put behind your desire for God. You see, it has to come to a place that you say, I'm tired of a dead God. I'm absolutely sick and tired of it. God's not dead. Song says He's alive. I believe that. God's not dead, but we just allow God to be dead. We sit back and we say, God, this is pretty good. That was a good service tonight. When you are made for so much more than that. You are made to carry God. Let's read one more. Calling Jesus on the scene, 64. I want you to see this very quickly here. It says, I remember one night in Vandalia, Illinois, I walked into the meeting and had no more. Been in the meeting over 5 minutes, and there wasn't a feeble person around the place anywhere. Wheelchairs pushed out and piled up, blind with seeing, deaf and dumb speaking, and just simply it, the Spirit of the Lord was present. And He just healed the whole group of them. Now, that's when you can do something. When revival is going. But let that revival fire die down. Then you can hardly notice. The people are still Christians. You should have your at least your biggest amen right there. Oh, thank God. Look, I can't do that. I must be serpent seed. The people are still Christians. But they're not revived into that spirit, that great atmosphere that does something. So what's our problem tonight? We need revival. We need to cry out to God. We need to say, God, I want you to be an on-time God. I want you to be a present God. I'm tired, God, of not hearing you in my prayers. I'm tired, God, of not feeling like I'm getting anywhere spiritually. I'm tired of it. Amen. Well, that's what Shamgar did. He got tired of the Philistines pushing him around. Shamgar, the Philistines are coming. You're going to give up this time, Shamgar. Amen. He grabbed an ox goad, church. And he smiled. because he was sick and tired of them stealing the fruit of his work. And we sit here, and the fruit of our work, it just sits here. The devil comes in, makes you feel a little depressed. Oh, yep. I'll be a good Christian next time. When at some point in time, you have to say, okay, that's an atmosphere. An atmosphere has just come to me. This is why we get depressed and down. This is why we get frustrated. We get mad. We get all these things on us. It's because we've allowed the devil to confuse our mind. You realize your prophet said that a person without the Holy Ghost isn't even in the right mind yet. Well, amen. We all got the Holy Ghost. We got our right mind. So we should be able to discern. Why the loosing of the seals? Because you can see every avenue that the devil can take in your life. So why? You can turn him down. You can resist him. You can say, devil, hightail out. Oh, if I could only overcome the devil. And you have something here that Satan has to use you to use. You say, oh, the devil created a bad day. No, God allowed him to bring that to you. Because he gave you the power right here on that tongue. So you could what? I'll tell you what. It doesn't matter how loud Brother Cam talks or preaches or yells or screams. I take this thing off. It ain't going to do nothing for God's glory. Amen. A lot of times we just sit here and say, I'm going to be quiet about this. That devil ain't going to, oh, he ain't going to steal my joy. And you sit there and you act all quiet. And spouse comes up to you, what's wrong? What's wrong? Oh, nothing. I'm doing good. We throw a little hissy fits, even when we're alone sometimes. You know how it is. Amen. I got stuck in my driveway for 40 minutes today. And I'm getting madder and madder. I'm saying, hallelujah, hallelujah. Shoving my snow and trying to get unstuck. And I just kept on saying, hallelujah, God, I'm going to win it. And every time it just kept on failing and failing and failing. I said, God, I'm going to praise you anyway. Of course, I was studying on this. It really helped me. I said, God, I know I'm going to get out of this. I know I'm going to get out of this. Every time I get out, there'd be a car coming by and get stuck again. I'd have to stop because I got my boys in there. I can't kill them. God have mercy. Right? I get stuck in my nose of the truck out in the road, and I got to run out the side of the road and go like this so the semis don't hit the front of my truck. The poor boys in there said, you're going to kill me first. That's all there's to it. I'm invincible. You can't touch me anyway. But those boys were dependent on me. But church, it's coming down to the place that something's got to stand up and say, I can see what's being created here. And that's not the image or the likeness that I was created in. Because remember, you're not going back to Paul in Romans and saying, oh, I just can't overcome. Well, I mean, if you see what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's not in effect that the things that we want to do aren't always the things that we do. But I'm saying, when are we going to get to a place? Because tell me, was Paul going to move into the position that he was an invincible army on earth? No, he wasn't called for that. But what's the difference? The difference is, the Word is taking you higher by revelation. Yes, Lord. and say, how did you do it? And we're saying, Paul, how did you do it? But you are the amazement. You are the wonder. And you will overcome. You were called to speak this word. Make it live. Amen. So notice, it's not that you're Christians, you're still Christians. You're just not in revival. Which means what? You are in a state that's less than what you are fully supposed to be. Praise God. Even before the seals, you would be in a place that was lower than what you were called to be. But after the seals were broke and the word is revealed, now it breaks the limitations. You will move into a glorified body, church. I was telling the brothers at the table the other day, I said, you know what? You know what I love? We know tough times are coming. But one thing about John was, they couldn't stab a spear through him, and they couldn't boil him in oil. He was invincible. What am I saying? Even though tough times will come, church, it's a time for faith to elevate. Why? John was a spiritual carrier of the revelation of Jesus Christ, and God had to bring it down in vision form for you. But church, you are the fulfillment of John in bride form, and you are called to be the rapture. Come up hither. Amen. You are called for this. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do if they do this or that? Why are you even worried about it? Don't you see your type? Well, it looks like today's my day to die. Why do you think God left the type of John there? Why do you think he left John there and they couldn't even touch him? And John comes around and says, I was in the Spirit in the Lord's day. Watch! Because when the coming of the Lord is here, church, you will be in the Spirit. What do you mean? You will be so united with the Holy Ghost that you will be in heavenly places. You cannot be touched. Why not? I believe I'm 100%. I'm going to be a partaker. People are seeing, if a couple people see lights around me, I know what they're saying. Amen! And if it's good enough for the pastor, it's good enough for the church. Amen! A couple of months ago, and I seen that light around Brother Dave in the church. Amen! It's here too! It's not just my church. But the pillar of fire is a Shekinah dwelling, and he wants to take residence here. Hallelujah. But it's coming down to the place. Within 5 minutes, everyone here can be healed. That's why the scripture said, while Peter yet spake these words. Because the Gentile was the creator. Tell me, can you see where the Jews could bring that atmosphere down like that? So, oh, if I could only be like David. I was searching. When David was dancing, when the ark come before him, I don't see a scripture that the Spirit of the Lord fell on. I don't see that. I don't. It doesn't say. And they're of one accord. It just fell on them. But yet we're watching the Gentiles. Holy Ghost. Praise God. continue on. Real quickly, Ezekiel 37, verse 4. Notice real quickly it says, now notice what God does here. He anoints Ezekiel. And this is, of course, the prophecy of Israel. Can these bones live again? And real quick it says, and again he said in the fourth verse, again he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Now, why am I reading this very quickly? To tell you, church, what did God anoint Ezekiel to do? God was putting him in the place where he would have to step into the creative element. Notice, he said unto me, prophesy. So he tells Ezekiel, you say it. O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, will bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. When God prophesied, yes, it was God's prophecy, but he was moving in a prophet, and he told the prophet, you speak. In the beginning, God said, let there be. And now we see in Ezekiel, what? We see a dead church. A dead church. And God says, I'm going to speak. No, he says, I'm going to speak through you. Well, it's a type of the prophet. Yeah, and to get in this rapture, you have to have prophetic ability. So I prophesied, and as I prophesied, there was a noise. Oh, I'm starting to feel like here we walk right into Acts 2. He says, what? Behold, a shaking. Once more will I shake the heavens and the earth. Paul said that in Hebrews. That was way past Acts 2. Depends what kind of shaking you're looking for. I'm not looking for a squeezing. I'm looking for a shaking. Notice, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, the sinews and the flesh came upon them, the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, well, you know what the scripture says? God sent the wind upon them. You know, God breathed. But now, we see God saying, okay, Ezekiel, you call for the wind. God said, I breathe when you say breathe. Oh, well, I don't think I can do that. Well, and the bones of this guy get a little bit drier then. He'll come around. When are you going to pray and say, God, send the revival? What are you saying? God, send the wind. Oh, God, if we could only have the word here. And we see the flesh. We see Israel standing here. Just a corpse standing here with no life. Everything's already back. Just need the breath in the church. So notice, he says, say to the wind, thus saith Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood upon their feet as an exceeding great army. Now, church, remember, Israel in the natural is a type of spiritual Israel, the bride. And if you don't think the abstract title deed gives you this power, then what do you think it does? Like, remember, your prophet said in Mark 13, he said he called the four winds, the angels, and the call from the four or the four winds of the earth, I believe it is, something like that. But anyway, it comes down to the place where your prophet said, he said, that's the translation. Well, it's coming down to the place. Are you going to act? Let me say it like this. Not act. But are you going to realize that you are a living creator? Praise God. I was studying this last night. My boys have been hellions the last couple days. You don't know because you weren't in my house. I woke up and I was studying this morning. I was praying. I was crying out to God. I said, God, I want that atmosphere in here today. Bring that atmosphere, Lord. I'm crying out for it. Bring it, Lord. And them boys are really good for the most part of the day. Towards the end there, you know, right about time the truck got stuck. That was pretty good for about 20 minutes, but after that. But I kept on crying out, church. That devil knows how to push your every button. He does. He does. He can find a temper where you think your temper's gone. He can find passion where you didn't think you had any passion. I mean, if you understand what I'm saying. Amen? But I'm sitting here watching this. I said, God, and I'm watching all day long. I said, my Lord, even the baby. I said, God, let that baby be better. The baby was better. Like, mercy God. Everything's happening right in place. The worst thing that happened was my snowman in the backyard fell. It's heavy too. But I almost cried. I said, Daddy, my snowman. I said, they always melt, son. But church, Oh Happy Day is not just a song. Oh Happy Day is what you are. This is what we're moving into. I mean, all these things were done to give you character, but it in no way is supposed to change your disposition to the Word. Disposition to the Word. Let me say it right. Just because you're having character built doesn't mean that your day's ruined. Because where is the proof of the character? Is the proof of the character that you made it through it? No, that's why you watch God do the same two thing to you 5,000 times. Come on! Hallelujah! Yes, Lord! Oh, I felt that atmosphere. Glory to God. But no! You showing a character has been moved in your life is when you respond to the test and trial the right way. Because what? It shows that character has been gained. The response shows the character. Can you believe how hard-headed we all are? You know the devil, he does the same thing over and over and over again. But church, this word will have a revelation. You will overcome. But remember, you overcome way back there. All you have to do is realize and say, Satan, I've already won this one. Oh yeah, and flesh, you're not even coming with me. Say, serpent, today I'm stepping on you. Praise God. It's about time, isn't it? Now notice here, I'm going to get you a few more little thoughts. God help me. I want us to see this very quickly. Creating the atmosphere around you Now, you can just write these down. I'm going to go through them very, very quick. But we know in Psalms 22, verse 3, we're going to put it on the outside of this door. It says, "But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of Israel." When God was moving through Israel, He would allow an atmosphere to be created by the natural worship. Meaning what? Is this promise null and void? You want an atmosphere. God will inhabit the praise that you give Him. He promised it. He designed it. He made it in the eternal Word so that you would have a resource to overcome the devil. Notice, also backed up with 2 Chronicles 5:12, it says, "Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them, Asaph, Heman, Jeduthun, were the sons of the brethren, being arrayed in white linen." White linen, type of the, remember, type of the ex-church. "Having cymbals, psalteries, harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests." Hallelujah, upper 20 room. Upper 20 room. Upper room, 120. Sounding with trumpets. You know, you still have a trumpet. Well, what was their trumpet in the book of Acts? Still got it. Just like old grandpa used to say, when you got it, baby. You see, he was reading between the lines because he said, you know what the Bible says. When you got it, baby. It might not quite said it like that. But it said, that same Spirit that raised up Christ from the dead, if it dwell in you, it will quicken your mortal body. Meaning what? You got it, baby. That's right. Amen. Notice, it says, "And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lift up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praise the Lord, saying, for He is good and for His mercy endureth forever. And then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord." Natural worship brought forth the atmosphere of the Holy Ghost. Well, I got to wait for Brother Cam to get out here to get an anointing here. No, that anointing is supposed to be here when you're worshiping. Maybe you just got to play that trumpet a little more. Amen. Amen. So the priest could not stand the minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. How's the atmosphere created? Last two passages? By worship. God wants to be worshipped. Notice Acts 4:29. Let's go to the 30th verse. Let's go to the 31st verse. It says, "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." And when they had prayed, what caused the Holy Ghost to fall down? When they had prayed. Notice Romans 8:26, "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." The Spirit. Now, how can the Spirit get you to groan? Unless He is overwhelming you. Amen. In prayer. Right. Oh God, I want an atmosphere. We just got to be more consecrated. I mean, do you see what I'm saying? You guys say, oh God, when I wake up, I'm going to worship You. All through the day, I'm going to be praying. Hallelujah. Now notice here, but when we get to the Acts 2, verse 1, it says, "When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were sitting." Now, notice here, it doesn't really say what was really going on. But we know the Holy Ghost was there. We know your prophet said the atmosphere was there. Now, very quickly here, I'm going to go through very quickly. And I'm not going to read these quotes. I'm just going to go through them very quickly because I have a lot of them. The Seal of Christ, 55, he says, in the upper room, they were crying and sighing for the abominations did in the city in the upper room. And it poured out. Conference with God, 1960. He said they were wondering what kind of commission they would have. And the Holy Ghost fell on them. Right. Sounds good, doesn't it? Right. So what should be your thoughts here? What are you thinking tonight? Saying, oh God, what are you going to do, God? In expectation, God. What are you going to do, God? You're going to do something phenomenal. God, I know you're going to do something amazing through me. Oh, you're trying to have power. No, because God already did something amazing in you when He saved your soul and gave you the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He gave you the down payment. And why, 1961, 125, it says, they were singing hymns in one accord. The Holy Ghost fell. God being misunderstood, 61, 723, it says, they were confessing and getting everything right in the upper room. Jesus Christ, same yesterday, today, and forever, 63, 627, it says, it was a unifying time. It must have been in the upper room. And He said, every time man gets together like that now, God does something. He always meets with him. Amen. So was it a unifying time? We're all here for the same purpose. Is there anyone here that does not want God more on the scene? Well, I'll tell you what, we all hit the right chord. We said, I want to be obsessed with God. How many of you want to be addicted to God like heroin addicts are addicted to heroin? Do you know that heroin is the most addictive drug that you can take? And it can kill people from withdrawal. It is so addicting. Is it going to kill you? Not to have God? Tomorrow? Praying? And singing and creating an atmosphere? Well, no, it's not that type of addiction. Well, it should be. Well, come on. Shouldn't the addiction is only an impersonation of what the real thing is. Remember, that's why it said in the book of Acts that every day, communing, fellowship, breaking bread. Because they're addicted to them. Now, very quickly here, I'm going to get to a few more little points and I'll let you go. We're starting to see the importance of atmosphere. If you don't want this church to be dead, you better start speaking like it. You better start creating an atmosphere. Well, I don't feel anything. I'm creating it anyway. God didn't say to Ezekiel, if you feel it, speak it. He said, speak it because I told you to speak it. And if life is a product of you being a creator, create life. Is anyone here? Are you creating life every day? You are made. You create life every day. My job was creating my life, giving me money. Your job ain't nothing. You have such a creative ability that you're going to be speaking food into existence. You're going to be moving mountains. You're going to be doing all these things and you're worried about job? God took mine away. I don't know. So notice here, we talked about the token the other night and on a Sunday evening, and we realized that there, that God was anointing the prophet, and he's talking about moving this into an effectual thing where your family members, just like Rahab, could get hers out, that it was time to apply the token, and it could not come in any other day but this day. This day. You can have your family. But you had to apply the token with confidence. Okay? Now remember the time when we all got quiet. And that was in the quote in 374. It said, apply it and create that atmosphere around you that they'll just drop right into it. And we say, God, look at what that prophet could do after the seals were opened. Look at how powerful this is. And we say, God, how can we create it, God? And now tonight we're finding out that that's all we should be doing is creating it. So it is a natural tendency for a Holy Ghost-filled believer to create by the spoken word. So now I'm going to bring the big rebuke on you and me. I was already rebuked, so it's not quite as painful, but it still hurts pretty good. But notice, he said, if you just create the atmosphere then that they just drop into, he said, they'd love for you even to say something to them. They believe your word. They hold on to it. He said, you better claim them now. How are we going to get them? Now, I thought this was rather ironic. But we can actually go to towards the earlier part of Brother Branham's ministry to actually watch what kind of atmosphere that he was talking about. And this is very, very profound. And like I said, it's hard not to put this in a place that you say that was a messenger. But I'd like to say it like this, that church, this is simple, very simple. But the problem is, we're just not talking to God enough during the day. We're just not worshiping God, we're just not praying, we're just not really being consecrated to God enough in our lives. We still got a little bit too much Laodicea rolling around us, okay? But notice if we could, I want to go to Jairus and Divine Healing in 1954, and I got a little reading to do, but I want to show you a few things here. Because this is actually quite powerful, and what I picked up out of this is just, it's amazing, but yet to me it's just, it's amazing. So in E35, Jairus and Divine Healing, it says, and we ought to get ourselves in that kind of an atmosphere. Create. Each one of you is a creator. 1954. Did you know that? Each one of you people that's born again is a creator. We must create an atmosphere, as I said the other night. Sometimes when I'm home, in the home, and the wife is all, the people in and out and just going all the time. The people are driving Mita nuts. Remember, they'd be banging on the door at 3 o'clock in the morning. Brother Branham, he'd actually go on these trips just to get away from them. Driving them insane. Right? But Sister Mita had to deal with that. Now notice this. Their little Sarah, he said, I go in. And my wife's standing there wiping her eyes crying. It's overwhelming. Look at this. She said, Bill, the children hasn't even had a bite to eat today. The house is packed and jammed. Their little Sarah, my little two-year-old girl sitting in there, she's crying. Rebecca's come in from school. School is already out. Continue. Why? Remember, nobody's got anything to eat. She's crying. She can't handle it. And now Rebecca's coming home from school. He says, my wife, all nervous, has got that atmosphere there. See? That's what it is. So notice, she's allowed all these tests, these trials of the day, to overwhelm her. And it's got her into a position that she's overwhelmed. And notice, She's created this now. And now her little 2-year-old daughter hasn't even eaten in the day yet. And Rebecca's already home from school. Good thing they didn't have child services back then. Now notice this. Well, he says, well, I don't tell her. She's not here tonight, so she don't know it. Oh, thank God for allowing this little peer in here. Notice, it says, so I go and I say, well, I tell you, honey, that's true. I said, oh, I have to come home once in a while, you know. But I say, sweetheart, you know, to kindly get her quieted. So now he's trying to quiet her a little bit, okay? Then I, in my heart, I say, Lord, I'm giving my love of God into my wife. So here he comes in the house. He's doing good. But he's coming upon someone who has been moved from a position of authority with God. And now he comes in the room, doesn't say it out loud. And he said, God, I'm going to put my love for you in her. Do you realize what that is? Remember when John Ryan went back and touched Brother Rand to get some anointing? Oh, if we only had the seventh angel here, you have the same Holy Ghost. The only difference is half of us ain't convinced we got it. Kind of, sort of. I mean, yeah, I mean, no. I mean, yeah, 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 no. I ain't seen nobody running trying to touch nobody. But notice, look at what you can do. This is in 54. God, I'm putting my love of God in them. Let's continue. It says, now, Lord, you help me now here. I want your spirit. Now, Satan would get us all confused, but I want you to help me. Okay? He's walking into a situation. And now he's trying to create an atmosphere. So the first thing he says, okay, I'm putting my love of God in them. We'll start with me, okay? And I say, dear, I'll help you wash those dishes. And I get on there and I say, you just start with the children, like say something there. And I'm standing there all the time praying. Now, Lord, send your Holy Spirit. I know it's quieting them right now. Well, come on. We all got the perfect homes, apartments, and everything else. And we say, oh God. Now remember, what is this right now? The house is packed with people. Well, and you know, they're all saints because those are the only ones that come over for prayer, you know. You know, the ones that need help. And he said, Lord, send your spirit right here. Quiet this whole thing down. I know it's quieting them down now. I know. That's faith. Oh, we want good houses. Oh, we want good atmosphere. Oh, we want good children. Of the Nile. Hi, Elisha. And I'm... Let me figure out where I'm at here. Okay. And I'm sending it in this home, my home, in the name of your Son, Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm sending the Holy Ghost in this house right now. Well, come on. This is before the seals. This is just a man filled with the Holy Ghost. And he's talking about creating a token atmosphere and all this stuff like this. And here we can look 10 years, almost 10 years before it, and say, this is how you do it. The first thing you know, the wife says, she'd be interested in talking about something. The baby's got blocks of playing in there going on. It's all over. See? See? It's the atmosphere. You got to get away from it. See? From that old confusion. Am I going to be? You're scared. It's fear of God. Perfect love casts out fear. That's what's the matter. You'll be frying your meat of a morning for breakfast, and the first thing you know, you're filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, amen! I can do that because I'm laid off now. Now, I'm going to shock you a little bit here. Now, notice how he joins this. You don't mind, do you? All right, for instance, that meat's a frying, and all at once, the grease pops out on your hand. Now, if you'll just shake it off and go on frying meat, it won't bother you. We all love that quote, right? You're filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, remember, if the oil couldn't do nothing to John, it can't do nothing to you. So what does that say? Is that saying that God did something for John? No, it says he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And because he was filled with the Holy Ghost, there was no fear of the oil. So if you're going into the squeeze or into a shaking of the Spirit, you should be in a place that you are not scared of anything. And that will prove you invincible. He says, it won't bother you. Now, I know you didn't get that just right. He's saying that in Wood River, Illinois, by the way. Not in Jeffersonville. He says, look, the first thing, where's the Ugantine? Evidently, that's something they put on the burns. Something, you see, grab you hand. See, it scares you to death. That's what does it. It's fear. Peter walking on water, he was walking all right until he seen the waves contrary and he got scared. Jesus, why did you fear? Jesus said, why did you fear? That's what's the matter with the Holy Ghost people today. They got a lot afraid. I'll tell you what, I got a lot of bumps, bruises, and scars. And I don't even have to have any. As we're getting ready to close, it wasn't so from the beginning, 1960. He says, did you ever meet people that you just love to be with? You've had that, and why? They create that atmosphere by their life, the way they live, the things that they think about, and the love they have for you. So he's talking about an atmosphere everyone wants to be around. And he says that they have a lot of love for you. They're just full of love for people. Okay? And it's the things that they think about. He said, you've heard my message on the possum, you know, and on the bees trying to sting me, the bull trying to kill me, animals, see, it'll do. You create an atmosphere, and that's the atmosphere you have to be in to pray for the sick. See? It's the same thing. It's love that cast out evil spirits. Remember, the maniac of Oregon. You say, well, God just did that. We know the prophet, and I'll never forget because I preached on it, he said, something happened. Every one of those cases, something happened. But what happened? What happened is that he was in such a communion with God that God would allow serious, frightening situations to come upon him. And because he was in communion with God, he would walk into them. Instead of getting scared, he got love. And the prophet says, if you want divine healing, you have to have that same mentality. You have to create that same atmosphere. Now, I don't have it on here, church. But I had another quote, and Brother Branham said, he said, even before I preach, he said, I'll go in and lock myself in the room at 3 o'clock. He said, I'll read the scriptures and pray. He said, I'll just stay there until I feel him come. He said, and then I'm ready. He said, and that's the way it's supposed to be. You know what? After I read that quote, I was going to do that. But then I tried to get the truck out of the driveway. And the whole time I'm driving down the road, I said, God have mercy, I'm going to miss my 3 o'clock. But then I thought about it and said, that's why I got stuck in the driveway. Because God didn't want me to go. Because it was my conviction. I felt like the Spirit convicted me and said, stay there. Wait till you feel God. Wait till you feel that you're in line with the Spirit. And remember, you say, Brother Cam, I can't wait till you do that. When are you going to do it? How many of you pray for an hour, 2 hours before service, consecrating and getting yourself ready for this service? I know. It's hard to do, isn't it? We say, oh God, I want you here. I want to create an atmosphere. And here the prophet of God says, even to be as successful in his preaching, he had to sat around from 3 o'clock to service. I don't know if it was a Wednesday night or what night it was. But think about it. I mean, 3-4 hours. And just sit there. And say, God, I need your presence to anoint me. I'm coming for something, God. Stand. Let's stand. See the mentality? Let me say it right. See the Holy Ghost? You say tonight, God, oh Lord, I just wish this church would be better. And here, we're sitting here right now, and you are the maker of the atmosphere. I am the maker of the atmosphere. Don't you love it? Because I don't ever. I got enough Holy Ghost in me to never blame God. Because ain't nothing God's fault. A prayer life that you don't hear God, that's not God's fault. That's my fault. 3 o'clock start time? Yeah, that ain't God's fault. That's mine. He tried to shut me down like 6 times, 10 times, 40 minutes. Yeah. But you know what it is? We're just not wanting to have a living God enough. We're not really wanting. I mean, if you want to be honest and say it for what it is, we're just not wanting to be happy. Because wouldn't you agree with me? That would make me happy more than anything else. To have God moving like that. To have God upon me doing those type of things, just transforming it, and God talking to me. God real. And we sit here. We say, God, if it could only get better. And the only thing that holds that back is you and me. So here we are, church. It's the end of service. Brother Cam, you went a little bit over an hour. Well, if it took a little bit more than an hour to get me to realize that I have a life that I can project. That we're sitting here a bunch of dynamos. And that right now, no matter what you feel is holding you back, no matter what trial, what problem that you think is an obstacle, it is just something to prove how far you are with God. And a lack of revelation, a lack of faith in who you are and what you can do, is the problem. So I say it like this. Atmosphere. We know he's here. His word says he's here right now. Well, I can't feel him. It doesn't always go on feelings. But what does the word say? You You say, by the atmosphere tonight, God, it's time for me to talk to the devil a little bit. It's time for me to say, I'm going to put my love of God into my family members. I'm going to put my love for God. God, send your Holy Ghost here in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, I want a home with a better atmosphere. Oh, send it, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Create it. Create it. I know I got great kids. That was the devil last couple of days. My revelation is a little high right now. I just let the devil dupe me. Because you know, I can control the devil. It's time to prove it. No, because remember, when you have this atmosphere, you're not afraid of nothing. We're scared of too many things. I'm not afraid of anything, are you? Does not know, even if you are. I ain't afraid of nothing. Because what? Your tongue is speaking life into you. I'm not scared of nothing. The atmosphere in my home is amazing. My children are the most best behaved kids. Lambs. Amen. I'm not oppressed. I'm not down. I'm happy. Because my God talks to me. My God knows me. Yes, Lord. Wow. Amen. 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 You believe God? So how do you come in here? If you can say in the name of Jesus Christ, God, bring your Holy Spirit. Can't you do that in the church? What are you supposed to get here a half hour early for? Just to pray? To create the atmosphere. It doesn't matter what song leader gets up. Huh? Sunday you're going to have me. But you create the atmosphere. Unless Brother Ty wants to step up. He's got a bow tie now, you know. Cardigan. But here you are, church. You create the atmosphere. After service begins. No, when I'm walking in this door, God, bring your Holy Ghost here. I'm shaking hands. I love you, brother. Love creates the atmosphere. Oh, hallelujah, God. You're going to bring the presence of God here, Lord, today. I'm speaking in the name of Jesus Christ. Why do you think that we get so far away from that so fast? Because that's a great weapon you got and the devil don't want you to use it. He sits there, fights your mind, tries to get you right away from it. Speak it. You love God? You ready to pray? What are you going to pray? God. I don't know where to start, God. Why don't you say, God, let me create an atmosphere for the Holy Ghost. Show me, God. God, bring that Holy Ghost. I see how you do it, God. I believe it's going to be here. I believe it's going to be strong. I believe you're going to anoint the minister. I believe you're going to anoint the congregation. I believe you're going to do miracles. We're talking about a God here. 5 minutes, everybody's healed. That's before I even come out. Wouldn't that be awesome? Just save some for me, okay? This is where we're going. Love God. Let's pray to God. God, help us, Lord. God, we're saying it right now. God, we are the children of God. We are the proof of this Bible being vindicated in this hour, Lord. Lord, allow us. We see in the Word. We see in the message how to create an atmosphere. God, lead us. Like you led that prophet. Lead us, God, by the Holy Spirit, Lord. Let us have dominion over our surroundings. Let's pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, oh, we call on you tonight, Lord. We have need of you, Lord. And God, Lord, we're tired, Lord, of getting by, Lord. We're tired of just making it, God. Lord, be abundant in our life, Lord. We speak it, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, lift off the dismal atmosphere in this church. Lift off the dismal atmosphere in our homes, God. But make it a lively house and a lively home at home, Lord. And we just ask tonight, God, change our demeanors, Lord. Let us speak these things like we're children of the Most High God. Not defeated, but more than able. Strong with a God who put Satan under his feet. And now he's at the head of the church, God. Lord, release your power upon us, Lord. And we believe it, God. Lord, bring strength to our feeble bodies as we're tired and weak, Lord. Oh, God, give us understanding. Give us the ability to follow the Holy Spirit and what He tells us to do, Lord. Oh, God, we do foolish things all the time, God. But, Lord, it's just because we listen to that flesh, God. Lord, give us a mind, Lord, that we're able to follow you greater, Lord. We believe you'll do it, Lord. Give us the ability to hear the voice even stronger, Lord. We pray you to anoint us so, Lord. And God, bring deliverance and victory, Lord. And God, as we sit here right now, Lord, we are creators of this atmosphere, Lord. Lord, show us, Lord, how to make you feel welcome, Lord. Let us praise you like you deserve it, Lord. Let us love you like you deserve it, Lord. And God, we pray, Lord, that forever, oh God, that life will come from these mouths, Lord. Help us, Lord, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's sing that song.
Utah Saints. When the music fades and all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring all something that's a word that will bless your heart, and I'll bring you more. Within, through the way things appear, I'm looking into my heart, my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship when it's all about you. Yes, it's all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the things. It's all about you, Jesus.
King of endless worth.
King of endless worth. Oh, no one could express how much you deserve.
Though I'm weak and poor, Lord.
Though I'm weak and poor. Oh, all I have is yours. Every single breath,
I'll bring you more. Oh, yes,
I'll bring you more than a song. For a song in itself, it's not what you have required. You search much deeper within, through the way things appear. You're looking into my. I'm coming back to the heart of worship.
it's all about you. It's all about you, Jesus.
Amen. Give the Lord a round of applause, saints. Amen. Thank you, Lord. How many just want to take those words and just speak them out, what was preached tonight? Amen. Amen. And let's just sing that song, Holy, Holy, Holy Are You, Lord. The elders and angels bow. Amen. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. We're singing, holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders and angels, the elders and angels bow. Worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. One more time. Holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. The elders. The elders and angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. Amen. How many are blessed tonight? Amen. Amen. Won't you sing that song? He is here. Hallelujah. He is here.
And He is here. Hallelujah, He is here, amen, He is here, holy, holy, I will bless His name again, for He is here. Listen closely, hear Him calling out your name. He is here. You can touch Him. You will never be the same. Oh, He is here. Holy, holy.
time as we're dismissed.
He is here.